Kat, welcome back to the show. Is Daniel Biss also running for that same seat?
Yes, yes.
And you two were together outside of the facility in Broadview, so it's rare that we see people competing for the same political position who stand united, and that seems to be where you two have stood. I'm sure there are issues that separate you.
I mean, absolutely, but when it comes to Broadview, look, the first week that I was out there protesting, we had zero elected officials out there, and then Daniel came and joined us, and I was really happy that he stood, you know, shoulder to shoulder with us the week after, and then we had even more. I mean, Bushra Amalala and I got tear gassed together, and then, you know, last week we had Senators Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin out there.
Right.
I think that...
About the tear gas. About the tear gas. I mean, thank God I have not been tear gassed. I saw that yesterday 13 more Chicago police officers suffered the effects of tear gas. Everyone's like, it's like your eyes are on fire. Explain what it feels like.
Yeah, it's awful. I would not recommend getting tear gassed, although it seems to be what happens every Friday now. You basically feel like you're choking, like you're drowning. It's designed to make human beings feel out of control and panicky. You can't see anything. You're just in a cloud of white, and your eyes, mouth, lungs, throat, nose, they're all just overtaken with pain.
The mayor of Broadview joined us on the show last week, Mayor Katrina Thompson, and today she was pretty much saying, hey, the law, including municipal law, applies to even the federal government. As we know, the fence came down last night. Do you think the protesters were impactful in getting that fence removed, or was that independent of what you want to see happen at Broadview?
Oh, that was absolutely on, like, that is because protesters pushed for this. You know, I did a press conference with Jimmy Pelichek, Andre Vasquez, Maria Haddon, and a few other local elected officials 2 weeks ago, 2 Fridays ago, demanding transparency, accountability, and for that fence to come down because it endangers the lives of protesters, press, families that are trying to find where their loved ones are. And it's unlawful. I put it up without permission. And so without that pressure from protesters and from the elected officials who stood with us, it would not have come down.
Have you always protested peacefully during these protests at Broadview or elsewhere throughout Illinois?
Absolutely. I have never seen a single protester take a violent action when I have been there. We have come with signs and chants. I bring my knitting. Someone, you know, brought their guitar, which I shot with a rubber bullet, shattering the entire guitar. This is
Were you there when the pastor was shot?
By ICE.
Were you there when the pastor was shot in the head?
Yes, I have been tear gassed with the reverend. He's great. He's a very kind person. And just like the video that a lot of people saw of me getting thrown to the ground, that was the third time that's happened to me. He has been accosted by ICE many more times than what people are just seeing in that one picture.
What happens at the No Kings rally, not just in Chicago, but in many cities throughout Illinois, 2,800 across the nation, 16 different countries. Will you be speaking on Saturday in Chicago?
Yeah, we are trying to make sure that people have across the district what they need to protest. So we just had a protest sign-making party where we had so many people show up. They had to, like, make them on the ground. We have ICE whistles that we're giving out free of charge to people in the community. We're still finalizing our plans to make sure that we can speak with and stand with as many people in this district as we can. But we will absolutely be on the streets for No Kings.
The person that you seek to work alongside, House Speaker Mike Johnson, slammed the No Kings protest on Friday, saying he's a very patient guy, but I've had it with these people, and he calls it a Hate America rally. How do you respond to that?
I'm pretty sure we founded this country on the idea of No Kings, and if that doesn't resonate with you, if you're saying you're against No Kings, guess what that means you're for? These are people across the country that have said enough of authoritarianism, enough of masked men in our communities abducting our neighbors, enough of it all. We are standing with our communities peacefully and demanding change, and that is our guaranteed right. That is our First Amendment right. And if you're the Speaker of the House and you don't think we should have that right, you shouldn't be Speaker of the House.
And Kat, in your run for the 9th District, we've only got a minute left. What is it that you seek to change? Something maybe that Jan Schakowsky did not get accomplished. What is your goal in running for that seat and winning that seat?
You know, this has never been a vendetta against Representative Schakowsky. She has done some amazing progressive change. I am unhappy with how politics have been conducted across the country, which is why my campaign uses our resources to not just reach voters, but materially improve their lives. Our campaign office doubles as a mutual aid hub. We do events like backpack drives and food drives. We just had a car wash and coat drive where we collected over 80 coats for the community. Even when we had so many people donate after that video of ICE throwing me to the ground, I was very moved and grateful, but we want to make sure we pay it forward in the community. So we donated $10,000 to ICER, the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights, the National Lawyers Guild, Sanctuary Evanston, and Sanctuary Niles. We are trying to make real change even before Election Day, and that's why we have the support. That's why we are polling so high, even though I was a long-shot candidate in March, and why we have so many volunteers and so many excited people joining our campaign.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kat Abagazale, she's a congressional candidate running for the 9th District.